Strap it up. Hit the music.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. He was a high school All-American, a college All-American. He was All-Pro in the NFL. But the thing that he's most proud of is during his show in Muncie, Indiana, he made a woman in the crowd laugh so hard she shit her pants. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee!
Thursday, May 18th, coming to you live from the studio in my basement. This is the Pat McAfee Show presented by Barstow Heartland. My name is Pat McAfee. I look around the room. There's a great, great group of men that look incredibly handsome. Some are a little bit burnt because they decided to hang out by the pool yesterday. Got a good glow. You always hear about Italians glowing and having a good tan. They're burnt as fuck. At Tactical Diggs, at Nick Maraldo, at Todd McComas. Vibs, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Rachel Maddow had a big day the other day.
Big day.
Big day, Rachel Maddow. Jeff Vibbert had a big day.
Pretty big. Pretty huge.
How do you feel? Do you feel good about life, everything that's going on in it? You left one job where you weren't making any money to join another where you're not making any money. Is life good or bad?
Feeling pretty great. I think it's the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah.
Attaboy, Vibs.
Yeah, I think Diggs and Nick can jump on board. You guys enjoying your life with no cash?
Sometimes. Yeah, it's cool.
Nick, not so excited. Not so excited. John Daly's show on Tuesday was gigantic.
Huge.
Gigantic. Huge. I knew it was going to be good while we were doing it because everybody on earth wants to know what it's like to golf with John Daly and to drink with John Daly. We got to do it and we got to talk about it. That was just all luck on our part. All luck.
It's a gift.
I got a
from the gods.
It was a very large donation, but it all paid off. It all paid off.
I got a text from one of our coworkers. Said it was awesome. It was like we were just sitting there the morning after at the table, just reliving the whole weekend, and brought all the listeners in. That's what we do around here.
I'm an award winner. We talked about how awesome it was to chug beers at John Daly's house and golf with him and his buddies. Something that wasn't mentioned is I'm a Guinness World Record holder.
Mm-hmm.
People know that. Been All-Pro a couple times, All-American a little bit. I was actually on the All-Big East academic team for one semester. Just one. My first one.
Yeah,
first
clearly.
A lot of very easy classes there, that first one. Didn't really try too hard. But I won an award this weekend from John Daly that will hang in my office very high, very proud. It's the Mama Lou Award, which is in name of his mother, who's the late great. Mama Lou Daly, and I won an award because I donated a bunch of money. I paid for this one, but I got it. I'll take any award, whether you pay for it or not, I will take it. I like compliments and I like awards. Some people don't like awards and trophies. I do.
It's a good looking plaque.
Thanks, man.
I didn't notice that Mama Lou is kind of faded in the background.
It's kind of like
behind the swing.
It's kind of like the alligator that's in the sky in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah,
yeah,
uh-huh. That kind.
But it's Mama Lou.
With Chubbs.
Looks like one of the ghosts from Star Wars, like the Force ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big ghost guy.
Big time.
Aaron Hernandez's lady was on Dr. Phil talking about how she thinks he was murdered.
By who? Who do you think?
Who do you think?
She must ghost. Listen to the show.
I think she probably does. Mm-hmm. John McCain listened to the show. We heard that. John Daly listened to Tuesday's show, said it was funny, became friends with us again.
I think we have all of Arkansas listening.
I love Arkansas, by the way. You guys are our type of people. Now, granted, you can't wear a tank top in a club because Hell's Angels comes through.
Did you call that place a club?
Sorry. Bar on Main Street. That's completely my fault. But today was a big day for us.
Yeah.
This is, I think, our first time officially announcing it because, to be honest, we didn't know if it was going to happen or not. There's been a lot of logistical nightmares here. We moved into the track. We are living in the infield from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway all the way leading up to the 101st running of the Indy 500.
Fucking hyped.
It's going to be awesome. This is your first Indy 500.
Never been. Heard it's a great time. I can already feel it in my veins.
Nick, have you ever been in the Indy 500?
No, I have not.
Nick's never been. Diggs has never been. Todd and I were there last year. We camped out last year, and this is where this idea all stemmed from.
Good time last year, but this year, Jesus, hang on.
We're going to be going live at 9 o'clock. Monday through Saturday, I believe, till the night before the race. We're going to be going live on my Facebook the first 4 days. The last 4 days will be going on the Barstool Sports Facebook account. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's four.
We created our own little addition in there. Like we have it's our own little addition at the end of a cul-de-sac. We have the fifth wheel.
Yeah, we got our own
camper,
little community.
A little RV. I'm going to start Covenants. Get that out.
Oh. The fuck is a covenant?
Start the HOA.
Is that a following?
What's a covenant?
You're going to start the homeowners association. It's, oh, that, it's that piece of paper.
Do
that,
not.
Tim, with all the rules.
I thought it was like when a bunch of witches got
that's
together.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
That's a covenant.
That's exactly what you
not
said.
Not a covenant.
Oh.
Spelled differently, ends with a C-E.
I don't think
witches
right.
have a covenant. Homeowners associations have a covenant.
How do you know this?
Because like, I've been word? A member of a homeowners association.
I thought you were going to say
a greater portion of my life.
Have you ever been a?
I've also been a member of a covenant.
Have you ever been a president of a homeowners association?
No, I hate the president. Every president of any homeowners association has erectile dysfunction. I can tell, or should have.
Ooh, it's like bouncers. You're saying,
yeah, power goes straight to their head. You can't put your fence there. You can't get a permit. Your shed's got to match. You're siding on your house.
Go fuck yourself. Mad because they have ED.
Huh?
You think they're mad because they have ED?
Yes.
Tim McAfee
and their kids hate them.
Tim McAfee is currently plotting to assassinate his homeowners association president. Mm-hmm. And I don't. You know how all assassins they use three names. Like if my dad kills the homeowners association president, is he Timothy John McAfee? Like is that how he'll be remembered forever, or is it? Is it just Tim McAfee, Pat's dad, murdered the HOA president because the guy was on his fucking dick about too many sticks in the front yard? It's an interesting situation with my dad and that HOA.
So like John Wilkes Booth, and who's the other one?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
They always have three quite names. Quite a few. They always have three names.
Yeah.
I have three names.
Let's hear them.
Anthony Michael DeGilio. Shout out.
If you were going to be a country musician, what would your name be?
Oh, fuck.
Diggs.
We were talking about
Anthony Michael.
Keith Ryan.
Yeah, you got to be Anthony Michael.
You need two first names, for
Anthony
sure.
Michael.
Are there any Italians that sing country?
Fuck no.
You guys just aren't about that life.
It's amore. That's more ours.
The weird music.
Like a big pizza pie.
In the sky, I eat the... No. Italians are weird. You guys aren't into a lot of things, but you're really into some things.
We're really into ourselves.
You guys love... Italians
the
love
big
Italians.
Pizza pie in the sky. I shot this guy. All that stuff. Your mob.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Organized crime, good food, good tans, large noses.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Italians do.
We got they it unlocked.
They come into your city. This is what's going to happen.
Solid facial hair.
It's going to be good food. There's going to be good facial hair. There's going to be some sketchy shit happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But you're not even going to know about it. It's going to be organized. Just keep it moving. The Italians have done a lot for America.
By the way, speaking of facial hair, hats off, man. I didn't think you could get there. When I first got here, you had... scraggly pubes, and now you're a full bearded man.
I'm really working at it, guys. I'm really it. This might I'm 30 years old. We've talked about this. Hemorrhoids came.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a beard.
Yeah, I think it might be because of the hemorrhoids. It might be a nice little side effect.
Oh, they're like the tightening up whenever right? you have to wipe and poop. Yeah.
I think it's because you know how periods sync up. I think our beards are syncing up. I think you're getting it from us.
You think the beards are syncing up like Bluetooth? Like
yeah,
periods
I
everywhere.
Think it's something to that.
Because we hang out too much. Yeah. So our beards are just talking to each other?
Yeah,
like,
we're
hey,
on
guys.
The same cycle.
That's my thought.
Are you going to grow your beard out for
until
ever?
The pen's loose. Until the pen's loose.
It's beard season. It's
beard season.
Buy a shirt. Fuck Ryan Kessler.
Fuck
they
Ryan
are back
Kessler.
Up. They are back up and in stock. Buy a shirt.
I have no idea how they could ever be sold out, by the way. Just for those of you that know, we make the shirts, so nothing can be sold out. So if you see that something's sold out, it's all a lie. It's all
tweet
a scam.
It. Tweet us.
Tweet us, for
tweet
sure.
Tweet Todd.
Tweet Todd, mostly. Because Todd knows everything that's going on the internet. We talk to Todd about 4 to 5 times a day about shit going on the internet, and Todd has no idea. We work for an internet company, and Todd just stays away. Just wants to hear about it on the show. It's awesome.
He's too busy watching his soaps. And
yeah, that's what old
gotta watch my stories
and shit like that.
That's what older folks do. That week at the track should be a lot of fun, though.
Oh, yeah. I want to shave my beard so bad for the track because it's getting itchy and it's going to be hot. But I can't because I don't want to fuck the pens. You guys have taught me about hockey. I can't shave this beard now.
Can't.
Yeah. If you shave, they lose.
Yeah.
I don't think you matter one bit, to be honest.
Oh. I wouldn't underestimate my influence on the Penn season.
I don't think you matter one bit. What a shot. The Pens are doing well, right?
1-1.
The Senators stole one early, and then the Pens came back. Gensel's still following me on Twitter, so that means he's going to do well for the rest of it. He's leading the entire playoffs in points, I believe. Old Gensel, old Jake Gensel. NHL playoffs are cooking, though, right now, right? I mean, what else is going on in sports? What else is going on in sports? Anything?
We had the NBA draft lottery. The Celtics, who are the number one seed in the playoffs, also got the number one pick in the NBA draft.
How's that? Isn't like the lottery rigged for them not to win?
Years ago, they traded with the New Jersey Nets. I believe they sent Paul Pierce and KG down to the Nets, and they got a bunch of late, like these first-round picks years later. Turns out the Nets are fucking horrible.
Bad.
So the Celtics are got the first pick.
So they got the Boston Celtics won the lottery because the Nets won the lottery?
Correct.
So how does this work? More balls for the bad teams go into this lottery, and then they get cycled out, and then you get to pick who wins?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Fucking love that.
Yeah.
Who's like, does every team get, is there only like, how many teams get a chance to put their balls
Whoever in? Didn't make the playoffs.
So they try to make this an event as opposed to just saying, hey, who sucks? So people can't just like suck at the end of the year to try to get somebody.
Uh-huh.
So you can't suck for
that. I like it.
Well, no, I mean, the NBA is huge in sucking to get picks, but you're not guaranteed the first pick.
You're just trying to get the balls.
You're guaranteed the best chance of the first
pick. So you're sucking for balls.
Yeah.
You're trying to get more balls.
Sucking for balls.
Sucking for balls. Top the three. NBA way.
Top three picks are Celtics, Lakers, Philadelphia 76ers.
Is LeVar Ball's kid going to get drafted anywhere?
He is predicted to go one or two, but his boy, the dad, keeps saying that he only wants to go to the Lakers, so he's just costing him money with the
Celtics
first pick.
Definitely not going to pick him up. Brad Stevens isn't going
to
do it.
Something tells me Boston wouldn't be a big fan of LeVar Ball.
I'd love to see him in Philly. I'd love to see all the Philly fans take to him.
Oh, they fucking boom the entire
Maybe time. We should start pulling for him to end up in a terrible city. What is it? Boston, L.A., Philly? So two out of the three we're excited for. If he ends up in L.A., they're probably going to like him because he's from there.
And he's going to be on ESPN every day. Every single day.
He's going to be on a late game. They're going to make him play the late game. No, Golden State's kind of taking over the late game. They're always on TV late night.
They're up 2-0 in their series over the Spurs.
Yeah, and some guy on Fox Sports went on a rant about Greg Popovich being an act and all this shit.
He's the Belichick of the NBA. He just he hates all questions.
Yeah, all he does is win, though.
Yeah, he's Belichick of the NBA.
He hates what the media has turned into, which is just all bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Greg, do you think that because your guy wore different shorts, you guys are going to lose today? Like, those are dumb fucking questions. This has to do with the media thinking they're more important than they are. This all revolves around it. And that's why I like Popovich so much. And that's why I love Belichick so much. Because, hey, fuck you with your dumb questions. Like, this is so stupid. We understand you got a blog to write. But come on. Have some class.
Have some fucking respect.
Have some class for Popovich. How many championships does Pop have?
Five.
Anybody? Fact check?
Five.
Vibs?
Thanks.
Five.
Spot on.
Rachel Maddow with the quote over there. How does he, how
I
do
know,
you know
all about champions.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus. Who's going to win this year?
In the NBA?
Yeah.
Golden State.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys think LeBron's going to lose?
Fucking dancing.
Yes.
Fuck him.
He's dancing, which means he's very comfortable with everything that's going on.
I hated him when he was in Cleveland because fuck that city. Then when he destroyed that city, I loved him when he went to Miami. Then he went back to that dumb fucking city, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to give him a chance this time. And he's fucking dancing in LA Fitnesses. Get out of my fucking life. He does a zero dark 30/23, which isn't even a real fucking thing.
Anthony DeGaglio's opinion is not necessarily reflecting the attitude of the entire podcast.
That he's not. He's going to stay off social media, and then he dances the entire time.
False. Fake news, Todd.
Why? I love Cleveland. I've been there a couple times.
Yeah.
The city of Cleveland? What do you have against the city?
That's what the way
hate a sports team is
in
fine.
Pittsburgh, you're taught to hate Cleveland.
Oh, you mean the steak by the lake?
In your entire life, you're taught to hate Cleveland.
Gotcha.
But then once you go to Cleveland, you're like, not that bad of a place here.
Yeah.
This is actually pretty nice.
I think it's an East Coast thing where you hate other cities. Because here we don't hate other cities.
You guys just, like, we're just all just one big happy
We're like
you,
little
Todd.
Canada.
We are.
We love everybody.
Yeah. Little Canada.
Indiana. That's what we are.
Just whole Midwest is just little Canada?
Yeah. We have a feeling that every city has something good to offer.
Yeah.
You know? Dardanelle.
East Coast.
John
is
Daly.
Like, fuck every city.
Yeah, and the East Coast is like, if you're not from here, fuck everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is an interesting...
Yeah, if you look at it, Boston, Philly, Pittsburgh even.
D.C.
Yeah.
New York.
Just fucking hate other
New
cities.
New York. Everybody hates other cities. We don't.
I know.
Hey, we accept what your
like,
city
come
does.
On, son.
You know
Same
what?
Team, America.
Cleveland's not as bad as Baltimore. Fuck that city the most.
Baltimore? How come? Because the Ravens?
Fuck them.
You hate the Ravens. You hate Baltimore because of the Ravens?
100%.
Did you ever watch The Wire?
I love The Wire.
Wow, this is weird all of a sudden. There's Baltimore, brother.
Oh, you think Wire makes the Baltimore look good?
No, but you loved it.
Yeah.
You love something from
Veep
Baltimore.
Veep is D.C.
No, but it's filmed in Baltimore.
How about this? Crab cakes. Do you like crab cakes?
No, fuck them.
He does. That's a lie.
Yeah.
I do like crab cakes. But that's Maryland. That's not...
Crab cakes and football.
Yeah, I know
that's
what
Maryland
does.
Baltimore is like crab cake.
Do you know how mad that line first made me when it came out?
Why? Because it's awesome?
I mean, sure, take your crab cake. Don't fucking take football.
Well, I went to Baltimore. There's like that real nice part along the river by the stadium.
Never seen it.
Like, it's like awesome. But when you leave that little part, watch out.
Boy, there's some riots. It got on CNN, that part you're talking about, last year.
Yeah.
there was a incident with
they were right outside of Camden Yards. They had to cancel the game.
Who was it? Jimmy Gray? Was it Gray?
One of Todd's boys shot.
No, it was like six. No, it wasn't. He got in the car, broke his neck, and they gave him a rough ride or something.
Oh, I was thinking
of
something else.
Yeah, you're talking about five other incidents.
I rode for a week with those with their fugitive team over there.
Yeah.
And it was the middle of summer in the hood, just grabbing up dudes on murder warrants.
You mean murder season?
Yeah. Like when you get out of the car and you walk up to a house, everybody in the neighborhood just comes out of their house off their porch and just surrounds you. Like
it's like a stadium.
They make a
now
perimeter
you know how we
around
feel.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a stadium. Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah. They're like, give me your badge number. Give me your badge number.
And they all got cell phones?
Yeah. They're all filming you constantly.
Wait, this is a good lead in. Thank you, Nick.
Behind the badge.
As you've heard from that little story that Todd McComas just told, he was a 21-year law enforcement officer. We have the very, very fortunate opportunity to have a man who can put the human behind the badge, the human behind the officers. He was in Baltimore arresting murder warrants whenever a crowd of people came around him. He found a man fucking a chicken one time we learned about here. A lot of things have gone on. Todd McComas is an absolute hero. And you're first here in Indianapolis of Behind the Badge, live from the Pat McAfee Show. Fuck Fox 59.
That's right.
Fox 59. Cockiness. Fox 59 here in Indianapolis has a full Behind the Badge thing going on.
When did this start?
Yesterday. Two days ago.
Cease and desist.
Yeah. Everybody's doing it. WTHR started camping out from the track. There was only three people in the meeting I was with when I was camping out.
Every idea we have, everything we start.
Hey, Ryan Kessler. Cease and motherfucking
Ryan
desist.
Kessler, WTHR, Fox 59, PMT's taking our commercials. I mean, it's just everything's going on. Everything we do gets stolen. But that's what happens when you got a good fucking brain. And speaking of good brains, here's one of the greatest. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd McComas behind the badge.
This is a story about my buddy Dean. Dean was probably the funniest cop I ever knew. And Dean was one of those guys. He always worked drug interdiction. So he was in uniform, but he was just his sole purpose for being out there was to stop big loads of drugs coming in from Mexico, right? On the interstate.
Big old loads.
Big old loads.
Let me get them big old
what
loads.
What did he stop him with?
His car.
His mouth.
That's what I was going for.
He's talking, you're trying to spit and swallow. Anyway, so Dean's catching loads.
So Dean, we would always use Dean and his crew to make stops for us when I was undercover. Like if we were doing surveillance and we saw somebody leaving a stash house or something and we're like, oh, they're going to be loaded up with money or with dope. Let's just go ahead and pick that car off. We would call Dean and he would either do it himself or get one of his boys to do it. So one time we're doing a surveillance. We see a car going to a stash house. It's leaving a stash house. And we're like, oh, we think it's loaded with money. So we called Dean. We're like, Dean, we need you. Get over here now. And he's like, okay. So he rushes and leaves the jail where he was at because he wasn't too far away. Now, when you go to a jail as a uniform officer, when you go to the jail side, not the office side, you got to put your gun in a locker, a little lockbox, and then lock it with the key, and you put the little key on your gun belt so you don't forget it. Dean, in a hurry, leaves, forgets to get his gun.
But he's got a key.
Yeah. He's got this key hanging from his holster to remind him not to leave without his gun, which he did. So he gets in his car and he's by himself because he had to react so quickly. So he storms down. He gets behind the car. He thinks and everything's great. I found the car. I'm going to stop it. And it's got like four dudes in it, like serious dudes. And so
what do you mean by serious?
Like we knew they're hit. These are big time drug dealers. They have a violent history. All this stuff.
Gotcha.
Like, these are bad dudes.
They'd probably rather shoot you than
careful.
Go to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
how did you determine that? Just by looking at them?
From their history.
Oh, okay. Like, so you actually had information.
Yeah.
You
Nick was saying.
You weren't just profiling.
No.
Yeah, Nick was saying they were black or Mexican. I think that's what Nick was going for. But you're saying these are bad
guys.
Yeah,
we'd done intel. We knew this whole crew was bad. So he stops them, and he does what we call a felony stop, which is where you know you got real bad people in the car, and so you're going to get them out and get them on the ground and all this stuff. Order them out. You don't go up to the car so you don't get ambushed. So he does it over his speaker. He orders them all out. Gets out of the car to go at gunpoint. Jingle, jingle, jingle. All he's got in his holster is a key. So these guys are not wanting to go to the ground, right? So now he's going to have to pressure them. Normally you would just take your gun out and move up on them and start ordering. So what's Dean do? Just pretends he has a gun, finger gun, points it at the whole field. gets him down on the ground. Now, we're kind of leering in the background, right? So he gets him down, and he calls for help. So we're like...
He has a radio.
He has a radio. It's on his lapel mic.
Okay, so he actually has a radio.
Yeah.
No gun, but a radio.
So he goes from the two-handed grip on the finger gun to just the one-handed grip. He's on the mic and calls for assistance. So we just swoop in all in undercover cars, and we get out. And he's ordered. I was the first one to walk by him, and I see he's got the two-finger gun out. And I just put my hand on it, and I lowered it. I was like, you can put that away. We got it. Ballsiest move I've ever seen. He's like, I was sweating bullets. I didn't know what to do. He's like, fuck it. I'm just going to bluff.
You fuckers don't have backup guns in your cars, like in the trunk or something? Like,
you know what? Most do. Dean, no.
I've seen the shotgun in the middle.
Dean is the least, even though he had like a real important, like tactical type job, the least tactical police officer I've ever seen.
Oh, he's
in my
life. Tactical ditch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know a lot about that.
Yeah, I know about
that. We got everything about that. That's a Paul Blart move. That's mall cop.
Yeah.
Act as if you have a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody will think you
have
a gun.
Not a bad idea. Yeah.
Not a bad idea. So there it is, folks. Pulled you ever get in a scary situation with some thugs or something? Someone's about to go down? Finger gun works, apparently.
Yeah. Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino pulls
out
the finger gun.
Oh, yeah, and then he shoots it, actually.
Yeah.
He actually does
Pops
shoot
Pops one
it.
Off.
Yeah. Wait, what?
What does Dean do there if there's just a little bit of a... Is that a finger gun? From the criminal, you think?
Yeah. One of Dean's weaknesses was forethought and planning.
Oh,
so God. I don't think he had a plan B.
Yeah.
He's
well, plan
like,
B's
I
a pill.
Do it.
He finger blasts them. Finger blasts them.
Finger bang.
No, you just yell, new technology. Don't fucking worry about it.
He's just finger blasting, folks. That's awesome. That was another interesting segment of...
Behind the Badge.
Will you not step on the intro there? Wait for the music to hit to do it if you're going to do it.
I timed it wrong.
Behind the Badge t-shirts will be out. If you support those who are law enforcement officers, that's fantastic. I'm wearing one right now. It feels good. It makes me feel like I'm really supporting a great community of people that have gotten a bad reputation because of a couple bad apples. Right?
Couple bad apples.
Couple bad apples.
Ruined a bunch.
You got to think, police officers are willing to step into the line of fire with a finger gun for you so that no drugs will hit these streets. And no murderers will be rolling around. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Todd, 21 years as a cop?
21. And a month. I got an extra month.
Got a boy.
21 in a month.
Let's just call it 22, though.
Yeah.
You know, in Korea.
Round it up.
Korea, I learned this whenever we were doing our MMA training. Korea, no matter when you're born, January 1st isn't just a new year for
everyone's birthday.
It's everybody's birthday. So if you're born in December and January happens, you're 2 years old.
So you get a birthday month. The whole month is your birthday? So
everybody's birthday is January 1st.
Really?
Yeah, in South Korea. Yep.
I kind of like that.
So there's no individualism going on at all?
No, there's no individual holiday. It's just if you're born in October, your birthday is January 1st. If you're born in January, you're...
That's yeah, then I don't have to celebrate all my friends' bullshit birthdays. We can just get it out of the way in one night.
Bang, one night. We got New Year's and everybody's birthday. Are you fucking kidding me? That place has to be rowdy.
Can you imagine sales... are up in January
because
everybody's getting a birthday
Christmas?
Present. Do they do Christmas?
Yeah, sure.
South Korea does Christmas?
They do something.
Did Jesus do something in South Korea?
No. They have Santa Claus?
Jesus is...
there ain't nothing like a good racist joke.
Jesus is everywhere, Pat.
I know Jesus died for everybody, even the homeless African kids who don't have any food. But, like, does South Korea believe in Jesus? Because, remember, North Korea canceled Christmas for his grandma's birthday.
I guarantee there's at least one person in South Korea who believes in Jesus.
Yeah, the one that got kidnapped and held hostage.
The one that got the nerve gas in the mouth. Speaking of Korea, I mean, there's only one person that you really need to talk about when you're talking about Korea, and it's the fucking most infamous human in the history of dictators.
Oh, time now for the Jim Kong update on the Pat McAfee Show.
Every time you turn on the news and they show them, all I hear is, ooh. That's all I hear in my mind. World News Nick, what's going on with Jim Kong?
Okay, so last episode I tried to explain as best I could the ransomware attacks, the WannaCry, you know, that's kind of attacked the globe here.
Mm-hmm.
Now experts are saying the main suspect is North Korea.
If we were to go back, I said that they did it.
Yeah.
You did.
You did. He called it.
Because I don't trust him with anything like real, but in his technology fake stuff, I think they actually got some talented people.
Anything it's video game like.
Yeah.
He's going to be responsible.
He's shutting down computers asking for $300 Bitcoin. That sounds like such a Jim Kong move.
Totally.
So shutting down hospitals. Yeah. You give us $150. We good. You go back to surgery. I think that's a Jim Kong move if I've ever heard in my life. What's that though?
I'm not sure what happened, but I woke up, I don't know, yesterday morning or this morning, and I'm pushing my chips all in on these missiles failing and shit like this being a genius plan. I'm all in on this being a genius snake in the grass plan.
When did it? What, are you reading the same outlets?
Nope. I don't read shit.
You're reading the same outlets as Nick.
I don't read anything.
He can't get a missile off the ground for the life of him.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's on purpose.
You think he has that much forethought? He had cardboard missiles rolling through his military parade.
Genius.
He's the troll.
You think
man.
He's Billy Holland?
Don't know who that is.
Billy, what's his name from White Man Can't Jump?
Billy Hoyle.
Billy Ho. Just snake.
I think he's just Billy Hoyle.
Yeah.
He's Billy Hoyling. Like he plays, acts like he plays basketball bad until money gets on the table.
Hoyling.
Yeah.
I thought you said Hoylin, like L-A-N.
Yeah.
You're saying he's Billy
apostrophe I-N. Like if I was
one of the greatest characters
it.
In all of film.
Yeah.
It's Billy Hoyle.
But you say he's doing that. Great. He's like, oh, I can't play basketball. And then when money gets on the table, boom.
Yeah. So all these other nations are black dudes on the basketball court. And they're looking over at Kim Jong
like,
side.
He'll know how to
like,
play.
He's terrible.
He Once sucks he at nuclear
court,
war.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Watch him rain bombs.
I don't know. I did a little digging.
I think he's just.
Well, I'm excited for this.
Well, I'll digging. Easily go back on my take. Go ahead.
By the way, not certain if his name's Kim Jong or Jim Kong anymore. I couldn't even tell you.
It's Jim Kong. Let's just
Jim
just
Kong.
Keep it.
Straight conversation with my mom and dad, Jim Kong. My dad said it, my mom said it, and I said it. And then it wasn't until an outside party said, you know his name's Kim Jong-un. I said, nope. Thought it was Jim Kong. I am all in on it being Jim Kong, which it might be. Maybe this is part of your thing. What were you digging
up? So here's a fun fact for you. In the past 3 years, North Korea has launched more major missiles than in the previous three decades combined. Mm-hmm. Also, what he's done is he's basically set up a North Korean Google. He is like the office resort. He's made a bunch of high-end swanky apartments, and he's got all his scientists staying in one little area of town.
Sure.
And they get the best of the best. They get anything they want.
That's what I would do, too, by the way. If I have a rocket scientist and he's building shit directly for me, I'm putting him up in a nice place.
Oh, yeah.
In a real nice place. Probably
Sending
getting blowjobs.
Yeah,
yeah, probably getting blowjobs. Sending that
all
guy
the girls
jobs.
You want.
Do we know what North Korean Google's called?
No, it's just the missile program,
it's
but
Ask
you
Jeeves.
Can go ahead.
It's
and...
Ask Jeeves. If you were wondering.
By the way, every dude in North Korea gets a blowjob on January 1st because it's
birthday
all their
sex.
Birthdays.
That's South Korea.
No, there's just a lot of 69 going on because the women have birthdays too. They got to get some too.
Yeah.
Don't be so selfish, Todd.
So girls only get 69 on their birthdays?
No, but you were being selfish and saying only guys were going to get treated.
You said it's a mutual thing.
Yeah, it's a mutual thing.
Yeah, it's a mutual thing. Yeah. That's South Korea, though. I don't know about North Korea. North Korea probably doesn't even have birthdays.
You got to preheat the oven before you're coming.
Do they all celebrate on Jim Kong's birthday?
Yeah, is that a real question?
That's probably what they do, right?
Celebrate all their birthdays
his
birthday?
Like, is their birthday
no,
Jim Kong's birthday?
You can't be the same as him.
Oh, it was like the haircut thing. Whenever he ordered everybody to have his haircut, and then he saw it and was like, nope, nobody has my haircut.
So they're just not allowed birthdays.
Yeah,
he's the
no
only
birthdays.
Person that has a birthday.
No birthdays.
That makes sense. By the way, do you know that Jim Kong went to like high school preparatory school in Sweden?
Yes.
Some
what?
Real high affluent. Yeah.
Oh.
Under an assumed name.
See?
They had a fake parents take him over there, him and his brothers. One went to like a public school in Sweden, but
he
got
adopted
private.
By Swedes.
No, they snuck him in there because they didn't want him to know it was Jim Kong Il's.
See,
it sounded like though I was reading it like a couple people figured it out while they were in school with him because
yeah,
were like,
kind
this
of people
kind
knew,
of weird.
But they didn't
He's
say anything.
Off.
Yeah, he didn't know how to sharpen a pencil.
Yeah,
it's in that documentary on Amazon.
Yep. Had no idea how to write his name.
Yeah,
I honestly believe he's a dumbest.
And they actually said he was like the best basketball player in their school.
Stop. He was not a great student.
Swear to God, that's what the guy the.
That's why he loves Dennis Rodman so much, because he played hoops.
Yeah, like he was really good at basketball.
So he is Billy Ho.
And
I mean,
Sweden,
for Sweden.
Hold on now. Sweden, a lot of white people. Who's the best at basketball?
In Sweden?
Minorities.
Oh, yeah.
Best at basketball. Yeah. Not even a close second. You watch the NBA, it's all African-American and Jeremy Lin. Yeah. White guys suck. Jim Kong is obviously the best in Sweden. I bet you go to a lot of white Norway. I bet you Jim Kong's the best basketball player there just by default. Science says he's going to be the best. That's why mm-hmm. he loved Dennis Rodman so much. Big NBA fan.
Basically, yeah. all the Viking blood states is what you're saying.
Yeah, countries, all countries. The super white.
They don't have good eye-hand coordination.
They're the most Caucasian people of all time, the Vikings.
Yeah. You can mm-hmm. see through them.
Yeah, they drank piss and did all this stupid white people shit. I mean, that's what that's the most Caucasian people in history. Mm-hmm. They can't jump up there. They can't dance well. You know, yeah. it's just...
They don't have good dexterity, eye-hand coordination. Yeah. They're not very nimble. They're good rowers.
Well, great,
great rowers.
Phenomenal God, rowers. Terrible at rapping.
Because they raped and pillaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much that...
Yeah, those Viking. That's what we're talking about. All those Viking ones. Yeah. Very good at white people stuff. Like, for instance, the fake horse running. I bet you the you know, where the little kids are acting like horses and jumping over things?
Uh-huh.
I bet you the Viking countries are the best in the world at that.
Oh, I guarantee it.
The most Caucasian shit ever.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the best at that.
Yeah,
they're good at drinking, too.
Definitely good at drinking. Good That's at a drinking. Caucasian thing. Bad at smoking, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably not the best smokers. Probably mm-hmm. smoke a lot of cigarettes, though.
Yeah.
That's a very Caucasian thing to do.
Yeah. They invented the dizzy, drunken dizzy back game.
Oh,
the
Louisville Chugger. Said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you put your head on there and you spin around 10 times and then you take off running. They would do it on like a rape victim. People that are raping, they would put their hands on their heads and spin around them. It wasn't a bat.
What?
Where?
What? They didn't have bats yet.
When did that take a turn?
With spikes on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something happened in the middle of that story there.
Are you saying they date raped Viking women by getting them dizzy?
No, they didn't rape their own women. When they would rape and pillage another people, they would
put people on their heads.
That's what the Vikings would do.
They would just stand them there and they would do like dizzy bat, but on the person they were going to rape.
All these books you read, you never read this?
No, that one didn't come up.
Come on, guys. You're reading the wrong books.
My history book didn't say anything about a Louisville chugger.
These are the things that history doesn't want you to, or the history textbook people don't want you to know.
About. Yeah, what are the names? The people that wrote the history
Connor
books?
Connor and McGraw. McGill and...
Them.
Anyone?
All those things.
Yeah, Connor and McGraw.
What else are the Vikings really, really good at? They're not good at basketball. Jim Conway.
That horn thing?
Oh, yeah. Which is where the saxophone came from, eventually.
Yep, Bill Clinton. Awesome. Saxophone.
Yeah. You're welcome, Vikings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they said. Missionary position, for sure.
For sure.
Came
definitely,
from there.
Definitely.
Maybe a doggy style or two. I don't know if we started
that.
Clubbing seals, I think. Clubbing they had seals, to have started,
for sure.
Too.
Yeah, they definitely
started. They were big club guys.
That's a very Caucasian thing to do. Shark diving.
Anything clubbing.
They were big
was
fur
theirs.
Guys.
Yeah, shark diving.
Fur. They started. PETA does not like Vikings.
They don't like Caucasian. These are all super Caucasian things. Mm-hmm. All these things.
Skinning animals wearing their fur. Nobody was doing that. That was a big fashion upgrade back then.
Think about that. Fur. Mm-hmm. First person to put fur on. What a fucking hero. It was Leonardo DiCaprio, wasn't it, in that one movie? Then he was
The Revenant.
Yeah, he was the first one to do that.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
right.
Big ass bear.
He got fucked by that bear, and then he wore that bear.
I'm glad we got through that.
Yeah. Anyway, so Jim Kong was really good at basketball in Sweden. It was quite a rant. By the way, this is my daily reminder to you that if you're taking this show for any real information, you're doing it wrong. But we appreciate and respect it a lot. What else is going on with Jim Kong? Anything?
No, that was it for him.
Really? Nothing else?
That was it.
He just hacked into 70 countries.
He's been partying for the last 3 days. He sent a missile 500 miles. That's a fucking huge celebration.
That's a gigantic celebration.
You know how hungover he is right now?
I couldn't even fathom. So much American whiskey. Isn't he like American whiskey? He likes American whiskey, and he likes what else? Video
French
games?
Cheese.
Russian vodka.
French cheese, Russian vodka.
Pretty much every stereotype from any country is what he's drinking and eating.
That's because it's from TV, from movies, from videos. That's where he gets all his shit from. So all the stereotypes are just his thing. That's his baby. What a guy, though. So nothing else is happening. He's still alive, though. We know that.
Still alive. Here's a question. How do you think he feels about the male romper?
I'll tell you what.
It's
2017, and there's a lot of things that are pretty fucked up with our country.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things. These snowflakes, both on the right and the left. Nowadays, there's so many potholes because we haven't kept up with the road system.
Yeah, it's falling apart.
Mm-hmm. Jean shorts aren't as popular as they should be.
Which is a huge problem.
Huge.
Coming back.
Couldn't even fathom how big of a problem
that is. I'm okay with it.
Washington, D.C., can't get along for anything. Nobody can talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody's an issue.
Yeah.
But these fucking romp hymns that are coming out, these rompers that dudes are going to wear, absurd. This is the low point of our society.
I don't know what they are.
They're
so onesie.
In case there's a person not you've seen, that doesn't know like
you've
me.
Seen girls wear them. It's like
those. Okay, I didn't know what they
it's
were
like,
called.
It's like overalls, but full shirt on the top.
Full shirt on top and shorts on the bottom that kind of connect. So you
couple problems.
They're like overalls except stupid.
I don't like wearing things.
Because overalls are a classic institution.
It's a collared shirt overall is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with shorts.
It's like
and they're not.
It's a onesie.
And it's not denim. It's like a flimsy, silky material.
And it's a onesie, right? Like a baby wears?
Mm-hmm.
Like
there's about 100% chance one of our interns is going to wear one of these into our office one day, and I don't know how I'm
going to
act.
Well, they're going to now because it's going to be standard office uniform for all interns.
A couple things. You can't.
It is like a prison suit.
Well, I want you to know here that I'm against this. I'm not a fan of these things.
Yeah.
But they nailed the accessories. Like the fashion sense in this romper is unbelievable. There's a front shirt pocket. Love a good pocket.
Right.
Okay. Adjustable waist, like a built-in belt almost.
Okay.
Zippered back pocket. Keep your wallet, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
you zipper fly, because if you get a button fly.
No! No! No!
I'm not listening.
Deep front pockets.
Oh, see, so
deep front
I thought.
I'm not listening to any more of this.
This whole zipper fly thing. Solves a lot of issues because I thought you were just going to have a big enough dick that you had to put it through the bottom of the short and that's the only way you were going to be able to piss
take
or
knee.
Have sex. I'm like I'm against a lot of clothes that prevent you from having sex and this I thought was one of them. But if there's a zipper fly, I don't know. You may see digs strong. I was not on the jogger train. I was like these things fucking suck. But your boy rocks some joggers.
But my pants now have zipper fly. Just like, because they're not a part of my shirt, it works the same way.
Diggs, I'm serious when I say this. I do not want to have to fire you. I don't. I don't. But if you show up in one of these fucking things, you leave me
no
option.
Trust me, I won't. I don't think
you were really thinking about it right there.
I don't
think
my body fits these.
Yeah?
I don't think anybody's body fits
these.
You
look like a big baby.
They have a great marketing scam going here, too.
What do you mean a great marketing scam?
Based on the level of donation you make, you get certain specialties and benefits. It's a Kickstarter is what this is. This is a Kickstarter.
My God. Who donated? How much money are they up to?
Oh, you're going to like this. So they asked for $10,000 was their goal.
Yeah.
God. As of right now, as of recording this, they have $150,000 in donations.
God. I hate America.
America's not donating.
What
Who is it? Jim Kong's probably.
No. 4th of July, special edition romper right here.
This has got Brazil written all over it.
Red, white, and blue.
That's
Brazil.
The stupidest looking thing I've ever seen. What you have on your computer
screen. No! 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 No!
If they sold that one and just...
So shirt? The 4th of July special is $190. You can get a two-pack for $175.
This is like LeVar Ball trying to sell their shoes. $190 for a piece of silk that's a one-piece?
I want you to hear the best deal because I think you're going to be interested in this.
Okay.
For $1,200, you can join the team for a day in Chicago, and they'll take you behind the scenes and help you design and create your own custom.
I get to hang out with those guys?
Oh, it's like Build-A-Bear for idiots.
No self-respecting humans.
I wonder if you can get an old denim one.
Denim. Todd.
That image just flashed so vividly
in
front of my face.
That's an overall.
Yeah, but with a collar?
You
Come
and
on.
One of these that are denim?
Denim.
For you.
I tried ordering a full American flag overalls for the 500 and they were out of stock because they're awesome.
Yeah, like overalls are just a classic American institution.
Overalls are the shit.
These romper things though are just trying to hide. This is the bougie, snobby people of America trying to hijack overalls.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm not going to stand for it. No way. $1,200, I get to go tour that place?
Yeah.
Think I'm donating. Think I'm doing it.
I think you should think about it.
And then we just go in there and just fucking, light it on fire?
You make your own romper.
And
I definitely make my own romper. But I think we have a conversation about what they're doing to our society, you know?
How do you shit?
I thought we were going
to
be.
Well, you can zipper the front, Todd. That's why Diggs wants it, because you can unzip the front. So,
But you don't shit from the front.
No, but you can unzip the front,
Todd.
You can unzip
this.
Oh, it comes apart.
You take one of your arms out. Your other arm out, and then you just...
Yeah, you've seen women do this.
Like a lady in a sundress.
You've seen women
do
this.
You have to shit through the zipper hole. Good luck. Good luck.
I got good aim, actually. I think I could shit through a zipper hole. I've shit through a hole in a log before. A little tiny log. Yeah, a hole in a log before. I've done it.
No, you have not.
I got good aim with my ass. I got good aim. I'm proud of it.
I don't think I've aimed with my ass before.
My dad forced me to go hunting with him when I was 12 years old, and he promised me that there's no deer less than 4 hours into the woods. So we had to hike for 4 hours into this mountain, me, my brother, and my dad. He called it bonding. We called it a nightmare. It was at 3 a.m. because you got to be out there before the sun comes up, Todd, because the deer
sure.
won't move once the sun comes
sure.
up.
Sure, yeah.
I was like, well, this seems like an opposite. Like, how do you shoot them with no sun out? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you mm-hmm. can't see anything. He's like, well, there's like that morning period where there's a little bit of dusky haze there.
Yeah.
I go, okay. So we're marching into the woods, and I got a shit. And my dad goes, I don't want to see your shit. And I was like, all right. And there was a log set up perfectly for me to sit on. Had this little tiny hole. Shit right in it. It was hollow. Got on my feet.
There was no bottom.
There's no bottom. Tucked the feet up underneath in my little orange onesie so that the deer couldn't see me. Shit right on my feet. I went from ass to feet.
So good aim.
Yeah, it was great aim, but I got it through that hole.
Great planning.
Yeah, just wasn't planned it out. So I got good aim. I could shit out of a zipper hole. I just want to let you know. I think you could too. You just got to be put in a situation where you have a romper in a public situation. And
if you have
shit.
To do it, you have to do
you
it.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
Because if you miss, that's a long day now. You got shit all over your romper right in the front. Looks
if
like you
not,
fucked
Todd,
somebody
just,
in the ass.
You just have to Olympic speed walk to wherever the nearest shit
well,
is.
It looks
shitter.
Like baby clothes anyway. You should just wear
though,
a diaper.
Like
an adult diaper with it. Just
you
kinda,
have to
should
shit,
come with it.
You're going to drop it all
$1,250, you get an adult diaper with your tour.
You're wearing this out, right? You're not wearing this around the house, right?
Todd, this thing?
Yeah, follow me.
If you don't think I'm buying you a romper, you're out of your, you're out of your fucking
Diggs,
mind.
Diggs, you're fired, but Todd, we're going to buy you
yeah.
one.
For a joke, we'll
as
get
a
it for
punishment.
Todd. Yeah, as a punishment. That's yeah. what it is.
But
yeah.
stick with me here.
Oh,
you're okay. not wearing these around.
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, this, excuse me, stick with me here. Yeah. As official boss of this operation, no. I dare one of you to fuck up. You'll be wearing a romper for the next 24 fucking days. Oh, that's the type no. of operation we're running here. This is a dictatorship.
God damn it, you're
yeah,
right. Dude.
It's going to be you. Diggs, you want it though. That would
no,
be like
I don't.
That would be like a gift to Diggs. Like, here, wear this romper for 5 days. Diggs would be like, okay.
I have to.
I guess I got to do it. Anything else happening in the world?
Yeah, so this is an interesting story. There was a guy who freaked out. It's like a standard internet video guy freaked out on PCP. Came over into his neighbor's yard, got completely naked, started beating off and like fingering his butthole and like saying all kinds of crazy shit, throwing rocks. It's on the Barstool blog. You can go check it out. And, they call the cops and the guy jumps in the pond and it's instantly, as soon as he jumps in the pond, he comes to almost like he realizes what he's doing. And they're like, dude, you got to get back next door. We called the cops, get inside, don't answer the door, anything like this. So I was like, oh, this is crazy. I'm going to do a little research on this. I want to know what happened to this guy and like how this all came about.
So the fingering of the butthole did not sober him up.
No.
The masturbation did not sober JJO. Did not work out. There was no moment of clarity after the butthole fingering and the masturbation. As soon as he jumped into water, he got sobered
up. It was like
up.
Instant.
Didn't happen to me.
It was
didn't fucking happen to me. Anyways, go on. So he sobers up as soon as he hits the water.
Yeah,
oh, shit. Life
he,
is coming at
he
me
He runs
fast.
Back into his house.
Is he naked?
Yeah, absolutely. Butt-ass naked.
I love that.
So I was like, I want to know more about this. So I Googled naked PCP freakout. Okay. Uh-huh. And the second hit that comes up is the images bar. And for some reason... The images bar, the first one is the video. The second one is the logo for the Pat McAfee show.
What, are you serious?
I don't know if it's just my computer because of how much work we've been doing. You know how Google kind of targets you with stuff?
What did you Google?
Naked PCP freakout. I'm going to do it again right now. Naked
well,
PCP
Well, we do put that in our keyword meta tags every
and
episode.
If you, and then right down below, there's like three down. There's images for naked PCP freakout. The second one on my screen is the Pat McAfee show.
We're going to edit this out. We do not want this getting flooded. We do not want my name associated with naked PCP freakout.
This is just Google targeting us because the third image is Saturdays Are for the Boys. The fourth image is Barstool Radio.
I got it on my computer too.
Maybe not then.
I think Google... I don't know. Maybe same demo, maybe.
Maybe
I don't know.
We try to market this somehow. How do we market naked PCP freakout? I mean, we marketed the canal a little bit. I mean, that was a shirtless, booze blacked out guy.
Huh.
Naked PCP freakout.
Not a bad t-shirt.
Maybe we have him on the show.
Naked PCP freakout guy. Pat McAfee shirt.
That's not a bad t-shirt.
Nah, don't have to own any rights for anybody.
That's
nothing.
Right.
We don't owe anybody anything.
That's right.
So you didn't learn anything else? Did this guy get arrested?
No, I immediately stopped right there. I got distracted.
You were so excited. Oh, look, our friend is the second search for this. What if I did have like a naked PCP freakout in my history that nobody knows about?
I think we would know about
it. Nowadays, you can't get away with anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do like when you're I was pissing in an alley in college and a cop came up to me and wanted to put me on the fucking Amber Alert. What is that called? The list?
On the
sex offender
list. Oh, the sex offender registry.
Ashley's list.
Is it Angie's list?
I thought it was Megan's
list.
Huh?
It's Angie's list. He wanted to put me on Angie's list. So I was.
No, what is it? It's some. What's the sex offender list called?
We call it the sex offender registry.
It's like Megan's Law.
There it, I think there it is.
Megan. What did Megan do?
She got kidnapped or something?
I don't know.
Something happened.
I don't know the history behind it. I just know that's what it's named for.
Anyways. She got abducted because it was something to do with living.
Behind the band.
I may not have it down totally, but I think there was a sex offender living right next door to her or moved right next door. And then she got abducted and killed by him. And they were like, well, yeah, if they would have had to notify the neighborhood. They
tell you what, never good to have a law or a disease named after you.
Never good. No, sometimes like the scientist who creates the cure. Sometimes you get names after a scientist.
Like Polk.
But anyways, when I was peeing in an... Polk?
I think he did that one disease. He just cured it.
I don't think you could
James Polk? Is that his name?
Remember when
President James K. Polk?
Hey, Dix, every time you say something 50-50, there's a 50-50. It could be right. Who knows? There's
what
a chance.
Was that disease where you couldn't
There was Thomas walk. AIDS. That was a bad one.
You're talking about the polio vaccine.
Yes, I was. What's the guy's name?
Jonas Salk.
Yeah, that was it. Salk.
A Pittsburgher.
Pittsburgh.
I knew it was LK.
Found the cure for polio.
I'm going to give myself a 1W on that guy.
Yeah, but they didn't name polio after him. What are you talking about? It was Salk. It wasn't even close to polio. Mr. AIDS now. This is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. AIDS. How about Mr. Steve Jobs? He created Jobs. Anyways. So I was peeing in an alley college at 3 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And the cop saw me pee. And he was like threatening to put me on that sex offenders list. Like he was threatening my entire life being over. He's like, I saw you peeing, so I can put you on a sex offenders list, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm like, I saw my whole life. Literally just go bang, bang. It's over. These dudes are always naked and women who are naked on the internet. Like, are they not, like, is that not happening to them? Like these people, there's videos of people running naked down the street on the internet every single day. And I'm like, how are they not getting on that? Like, what's the,
okay. So fair question for you. You went through an incident. You lived through a couple days of hell following that.
Yeah.
How do you think this guy feels?
You don't turn on the internet. I just didn't turn on TV. Right. And I didn't have the internet. You just stay away from it.
But if he's on PCP, his life's probably not too awesome. Anyway,
he's not
right?
in the NFL.
Like he's, yeah.
But who does PCP anymore? You got to be real fucked up.
You get real fucked up.
Is that a heroin type person that does PCP?
I think it's like acid on steroids, right?
No,
so it's going to be,
because your standard drug user does marijuana, mushrooms, and probably if they want to get crazy, they'll do acid, right? Like that's like the farthest they'll go.
But isn't PCP a hallucinogen?
But I think it's like a real fucked, like it really,
like a crazy.
It's like bath salt. I think PCP is like a bath salt type operation. You hear about a lot of people like chopping off their penis and shit on PCP.
Right.
Like that's
crazy
a new level.
Shit.
Like who are the type of people that are doing that?
Yeah.
Bad. They're like heroin, meth head people, right?
Yeah. When you take PCP, you're pretty much like, I don't care what happens.
Life.
I might cut off my penis. I might not.
I had so many. I had so many dreams. Fuck them all. I was a teacher. Just a shot at teachers. You didn't deserve that, teachers. There's a lot of good teachers out there. I'm painting it with a broad brush because everyone I had sucked. But I understand there's probably some good ones out there. Not all my teachers sucked, but you get it.
Yeah,
I had to clarify that from the show because I had a couple of teachers tweeting me like, hey, I wanted to be a teacher my whole life. I was like, well, you needed better teachers telling you to have bigger dreams. But but I respect the fact that you want to teach the future of America.
Right.
You need teachers.
Yeah.
So I respect and appreciate what you're doing for the future of America. I have friends who are teachers. We drink together. We have fun. I understand you're a normal human. But goddamn. I think it's weird. A lot of you guys are fucking your students now. Why don't you stop doing that?
It's true.
There's a lot. Like hot teachers are having sex with students now.
Unbelievable.
Hot dudes and hot chick teachers are having sex with high school students.
Well, that's Jerry Thornton's blog, right? On Barstool. He's the one that rates everyone.
He rates the teachers.
And it's like it happens once a week. He's got a post going up about it.
We talked to him in New York. You should read this, Jerry Thornton. I mean, I don't know if you should. Some people might get offended by it because he's just like ranking the pedophiles that are teaching and fucking students. But he thought it was only going to be like a one or two time thing. It's a weekly thing right now. And I think it's been happening forever. But now social media and texting, you can just get caught up so easy. Mm-hmm. But these teachers seem to be a lot looser with these students these days.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you could have sex with any of our teachers?
I mean, I flirted. I put out the feelers.
You sent out the vibe a little bit?
Yeah.
Never got anything back?
No.
Any feelers back? Was there ever a moment where you were
was much better looking back then.
Were you?
Yeah.
Diggs was quite a catch in high school. Quite an athlete. Good athlete. One played football in college.
Not anymore.
We have a lot of Italians at our school, too, so the Italians kind of run.
What teachers did you hit on? Do you want it to say it now in case he's listening?
Say her name. I stepped on you there. That was completely my fault.
Oh, did you guys both have the same joke?
No, I thought we were going to try to get a teacher in trouble. He was trying to say you were a homosexual. So.
I know what he was trying to say.
Okay, all right. That's my fault. Him. Todd, 1,000% my fault. Anything else going on in the world, Nick?
No, there's literally nothing else happening in the world.
I got stuff, Pat.
There's some crazy shit going on in D.C. right now. Everybody's spinning stories into everything. From the Flynn investigation being asked to be dropped, Comey coming out guns a-blazing, to Seth Rich's story finally coming out that he was definitely murdered by the DNC. Mm. Everybody's just spinning their ass off right now. To the Russian guys' security fighting protesters out in Washington, D.C., this world is insane. Washington, D.C. might just implode. Like, the whole place might just blow up inside of itself. Everybody's like, why does Trump go to Florida all the time? D.C.'s about to blow the fuck up, I think, just from all those dudes and chicks out there. That just
Oh, you think that's why he goes to Florida?
No, he goes to Florida because he saves a lot of money when he does it because he's smart and he bundles his travel. It's an awesome deal for him.
Hold on. I don't know if that's I don't know if this is what they want to be leading. I don't know if this company wants that. Yeah, they do. Yeah, absolutely. The reason why Trump goes to Florida is because he's
a smart businessman and he saves money. I don't know if he does it this way or not, but we do. I've been talking a lot about Upside.com, telling you it'll save your company big on business travel and that you get to buy a huge gift card every trip you buy. Sounds good to be true? Well, check this out. I went to Upside.com to check it out. Super fast searches, by the way. In less than 2 minutes, they gave me a few awesome choices on United or American for flights from Indy to L.A. and a bunch of big-name hotels. 4-star, because I go pretty hard. Got to have HBO, so I can watch Game of Thrones. Got to have a high thread count on my sheets in case one of the right swipes pays off. The first option gave me a $309 e-gift card and would have saved Barstool Heartland about $460. Then they showed me options if I took a later flight or stayed at a hotel that was closer. I'd get even more in gift cards, and the trip costs the company even less. It's more money we have for chocolate milk in the bake room, in the break room. That's the beauty of Upside.
This is what you call hooked on phonics reading at a high level right now.
Two slips in there. That's the beauty of Upside. It's like jiu-jitsu and Twister. Being a little more flexible gets you more. But even if you're not, you still get big savings and a big huge gift card.
No, Twister.
Jiu-jitsu and Twister.
If you're taking a business trip, you'd be crazy not to use Upside. Spend less of your company's money and get more rewards for yourself. Here's the deal. Upside is for real. Got me a gift card for $300. Trust me, go to Upside.com today. Plus, when you use the promo code America, you're guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card for your first trip. That's code America. To get a $100 gift card free, save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. See what your next trip's worth today. Upside.com. It's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Thank you so much, too. Can you spell that? U-P.
U-P-S-I-D-E. .com. There's no downside when you travel with Upside.
There's only an upside.
Is that their saying, or did you come up with
it? I just came up with it. We're trying to create slogans here.
Easy peasy, perfect squeezy. Untuckit.com. There's no downside, only an upside when you decide to travel with Upside.com. You could be a Rantosaurus Rex with Lewis Black, Audible.com. There's so many things you could do. Thank you very much to Upside.com for rocking with us. Please go use them if you're going to travel. It's travel season. It's travel season.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's time to get out and travel. Mm-hmm. You hate the people you've been hanging out with just as much as we do. Mm-hmm. I've been hanging out with the same couple people here every single day, ready to get away. Want to get away? Go to Upside.com. They should use that as their tagline.
Something to think about.
Hate people? Get away.
Get away. Mm-hmm. Hate people? Upside.com. Hate your family? Upside.com. Kids suck?
Go on a business trip. Upside.com.
Yeah, there's a bunny ranch somewhere you can travel to. Upside.com.
Put business trip in quotation marks. I'm going on a business trip.
Absolutely. What's going on in world sports? LeGarrette Blount just signed with the Eagles, right?
He did.
Why does that dude never get paid?
Because you don't need to. You don't need to pay him. He just bounces around and just plays and plays and plays, and you don't need to pay him a huge contract.
So he punched somebody in college, right? Yep. Boise State, he punched a dude in the head.
Oh, you think it's because of his reputation?
Knockout.
It has to be. Because he scores.
I just think it's the position he plays.
But that's not true because some running backs get paid, and this dude just scores touchdowns all the time.
Who gets paid anymore as a running back, though?
Bell?
The best of the best, and that's it.
Yeah. That's this. How many touchdowns did he score last year?
You consider him to be the best of the best?
I watched LeGarrette Blount score 14 touchdowns against us.
Do you think he does that on any other team but New England?
New England's O-line isn't that special, but, I mean, Tom Brady opens him up. Tom Brady opens up the offense. Obviously, you got to be – I think LeGarrette Blount is very talented. I think he's really good.
I think he's pretty good.
Tough to tackle. I watch him kill us.
But it is not as high paid a position as it used to be, right?
No. No, running backs are kind of down a dozen now. But LeGarrette Blount is like just a force. That guy is a really good football player. But even whenever running backs are getting paid, what, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, he wasn't even getting that. And I think it has to be because he got arrested for trade.
Well, he wasn't starting back then either.
He got arrested for weed, right? And then he walked off the field against the Steelers or with the Steelers.
Yeah, he got Lev Bell in trouble in Pittsburgh. They were smoking together.
He got Lev Bell in trouble.
I'm pretty sure it was going to happen regardless.
Yeah, LeGarrette Blount got him in trouble.
Le'Veon Bell didn't smoke one day.
I'll tell you what, that's how the Pittsburgh media spins it.
Of course they did. Yeah.
He didn't smoke one day until
LeGarrette Blount. LeGarrette Blount.
First time I ever did this.
Yeah, got in Blount's car.
That's what every kid says when they get caught drinking by the parents first time. That's the first time. First time I ever drank beer.
How many times you roll up on some people smoking the ganja and they just shit their pants?
A bunch of times.
Does that happen? Like, do cops just walk up on people smoking weed? Because in New York City, everybody smokes weed in public. Mm-hmm. People are just walking down the street smoking weed. And it's at the point now where cops don't do anything.
Like, you can tell they, like, put it on the floorboard and put their foot up, but the car's still smoky. Like, it rolls out of the window. It still reeks real bad.
Speaking of, Diggs, your hiding spot that you mentioned the other day.
Uh-huh.
And you said the best thing to do is just not to look at it.
Oh, yeah.
You said whenever people are trying to hide their weed, don't look at it when a cop asks.
Usually you give away that you're hiding something. It's not so much the hiding spot.
You just look right at it.
Right. You have a tendency to look. As soon as the cop says, do you have anything in the car I need to know about, 80% of people will look right at it. Right at the place, the glove box, wherever.
They're just not good.
And Dick said he wanted to hide it in a compartment in between his sunroof and his ceiling.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that genius?
I think it's pretty good. Just don't look up at it.
I thought it was going to be on the roof.
No.
You're saying in between the roof and the...
So basically my car looks like it doesn't have a sunroof until I hit a button and the roof slides back and the window stays closed. So it's like a panoramic roof. And then when you close it, you could pinch it up there in time.
Basically, if you want to smuggle drugs, buy a Kia.
Yeah.
Let's not buy a Kia. It's one of the only car companies I didn't meet with. let's not buy a Kia. Unless you want to, you know, use your panoramic sunroof to hide the ganja like our friend Diggs here. What else happened in sports?
Speaking of other big-ass running backs, Eddie Lacy got $55K for weighing in under 255.
Best contract I've ever seen. Who designed that? His agent, you think, or the Seattle Seahawks?
They're probably both fine with it.
So he's how much?
He's under 255.
That's all he had to be, is under 255.
And then his contract is set up where there's other goals. Like, I think the next one's probably like 250, 245, something like that.
He could have just purposely gotten fat on the offseason. Like, 80s.
That's what he does every offseason.
My boy loves Chinese takeout.
Yeah, but I mean, he could have done an extra so he could build these things.
And if he could get down to like 235, 240.
How much is that? A couple hundred grand?
Be a force.
You think he'd be better at 230?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe 235. Backs aren't that big anymore.
230 is a good size for a running back, right? It's pretty thick.
I'm trying to think of what backs are big anymore. LeGarrette Blount's big. That's it. Eddie Lacy's big.
Because they're not very tall. You get 230 on a guy that's 5'9".
It's a speed league now, though.
Yeah, defenders are getting smaller, too, right?
Everything's a speed league. The only people that are big are nose tackles and offensive
linemen. It's all matchups.
Linebackers aren't huge anymore, either. Mm-hmm. Outside so if you get a guy running the ball at like 230, 240, it's a force.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Leonard Fournette came out. He's 230. Like, and he's a bigger back for college.
How's he going to do? Is he going to do well?
I mean, he was fucking good then, but he looks like he's 29.
He's an adult.
Yeah, he was an adult playing with kids.
That's like, this is very off topic. I played soccer against Freddie Adu whenever I was young. Do you remember the name Freddie Adu? You ever heard that name?
I've heard of it, but I don't know who it is.
Yeah, he was 14 whenever he was playing against me.
But he was actually, he wasn't
He was 14, 27. Was he? Yep. Yeah, whenever he started playing against us, I was in the first tournament he played, I think, in America. Uh-huh. It was in Bethesda, Maryland. He was playing for the Potomac something. And we played him. And they're like, look at this new guy. His name's Freddie Adu. He's a nightmare. He's a monster. And we played against him. And you hit him. And I was like a little 13-year-old kid. I like tried to body him off a ball because I was a bigger kid. He was a grown man. Mm. He was an absolute grown man. I wonder if Leonard Fournette is like...
Same with, what's his name, who pitched at the Little Wig World Series, who was like 18 when he was...
Throwing against 14-year-olds. Yeah. And happy about
throwing like 85.
Throwing juice past these little kids. Wham! What is that?
What the fuck was his name?
Little 14-year-olds have their dad pitching to them 1 year, and then an 18-year-old throwing 90 the next year. Ah!
We had a kid like that in my little league. He had like a full beard at like 11. Could just shove heat past everybody.
Did you hold your kid back a year?
He had a late birthday.
That's what everybody says. Did you hold him back?
No. I mean, he had to go where he went because of where his birthday felt. But he's older than most of the kids in his class.
That's like, I was the youngest in my class. I was one of the youngest in my class. But people hold back their kids all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out whether or not I'm going to do my kid, Midas Maximus McAfee.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you absolutely should.
Should.
What's the downside?
There's no downside.
There is no downside.
There is no. I got to hang out with him one more year.
Yeah.
The only downside is he gets his license and shit earlier. So, like. He'll have to give all the rides.
Yeah,
he'll have to have sex before everyone else.
He's having sex. He's masturbating before everybody else. He's smoking cigarettes before everybody else. He's getting kicked out of school for everybody else. He's in jail. He's in meth. Yeah, that's my kid.
Maybe don't hold him back.
I think I'm going to send him early.
Yeah.
I think I sent him early. Mm-hmm. Get him out of the house around 16. Mm-hmm. What if my kid's a genius? What
about those kids that graduate high school at like 15?
Fuck them.
There's a kid that just graduated college 14. 14 years old. A kid just graduated
college.
Yeah, it was on the internet. 14 fucking years old.
Real douche.
He's just going to be, he's fucked up. He's going to be fucked up. Who cares what kind of job he gets in some think tank somewhere? He's not going to know how to behave himself.
Socially. He's going to have issues, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has no clue because he hasn't gone to school with anybody else. He's gone to school by himself with a teacher the entire time because they're not putting him just in a college class, right? Like, that kid's not going into class with me.
No way.
In West Virginia, I'm not walking in next day. The fuck you doing?
Can you imagine him going into a college class and, like, seeing his first whale tail hanging out?
Oh, what is a whale tail?
That's when the thong's hanging out the back of the jeans.
Ooh.
That's called a whale tail?
Yeah, it looks like a whale's tail.
It does.
Yeah.
That's called a whale tail? Like, very well known that's a whale tail?
Yeah, I think it's
what causes that?
Having an awesome ass and, like...
No, I saw a couple of fucking barn animals the other night. These barn animals.
Okay, let me rephrase. The jeans don't fit right.
Oh, so the jeans too tight.
Low-rise jeans. Remember low-rise jeans? I don't know why Diggs is referencing something from like 2002 with the low-rise jeans and the high thong.
Yeah, but
know,
nowadays it happens with the sweats. They're coming back. The yoga pants sweats.
There's a waitress at my favorite bar who wears them, just kills it.
Really?
Yeah. What, here in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Which bar?
I don't know.
What's the waitress look like? What's her name?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, you don't want us to kill her game. I wonder if she listens to this. I wonder if we're going to ruin your whale tail.
If that bar were to sponsor us in some way, we'd be more than happy to.
You know what? That bar should, by the way.
Yeah. You have spent a lot of money there.
I've invested a lot in that place.
Proportionally, I've spent a lot there as well.
Two of their biggest nights in history are 1,000% because of my tabs.
They said that.
Told that to my face.
Yeah.
And now they won't even sponsor anything we got going on?
Come on.
Hey, guys. Let's, maybe they are.
Oh, is Business Diggs in the middle of a transaction?
Maybe there's a deal being worked out.
I'll tell you what, Diggs is taking some ownership and getting some sponsorship, some local sponsorship for this show, and I'm really enjoying the updates from him.
Yeah.
Hey, you think we could do for this company? What does it even mean? I don't know. I'm writing up the contract. It's fucking awesome. Tactical Diggs is now a full-on businessman. What else happened in sports?
You'll enjoy this.
I can't wait.
Guy's had a vasectomy for fucking 10 years. About to have his 14th kid.
Crow.
Cromartie's about to have his 14th
He's kid. Having another kid?
Yeah.
He had twins, year after he had a vasectomy, and now he's having another one?
Oh, yeah.
How? He's got that super sperm.
What was that line?
Super sperm.
Was it Big Sean? Bulletproof condom? Still had to pull out?
Yeah.
That's Cromartie.
You just can't kink that hose, man. It's too strong.
Pull-out game is super weak.
Do you remember...
But he's probably not because he got the vasectomy. That's why you get a vasectomy, so you don't have to pull out.
Yeah,
right?
So you can enjoy the delivery.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah, that's why you get a vasectomy.
I thought it was just so you didn't have more kids.
Yeah, but so...
So that you can do that without having kids.
Yeah. So you can get the vagina hug while you explode. So he's had three kids post-vasectomy?
You can make a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, just tossing it in there. Is that the best sperm in history?
Preheat the oven because it's got to be.
Or the tube that they
the worst surgeon in his. Why is he not suing the surgeon? Yeah,
he's got a bad.
Yeah, the surgeon should definitely pay for this.
He just
kid.
Sucks.
What is 18 years of a child worth? $250,000, I think they said, is
400 million dollars.
Naps. Naps are gone.
It's way more than 250 grand.
Just in the amount of sleep that you lose.
I thought it was 250 grand.
It's 250 to go to fucking college.
I have a buddy that got a lot of money from the surgeon that did his vasectomy because whoever was doing them for like decades was putting his initials when he would stitch you up.
He would stitch
his initials.
That's awesome.
Into your taint, into your sac there. And so he heard about this, and he looked, and he's like,
"This is an ad read. I know this is an ad read.
He's got the guy's initials.
That's awesome.
So he got in on the lawsuit.
Yeah, because he's an artist.
By the way, if you're a doctor, not a bad little tagline.
I fucking love it. When you paint, like famous painters, they have to put a little signature in there.
Yeah, that's my taint right there now.
Yeah, I own your taint, bitch. PJM right on there. Patrick Justin McAfee straight across your taint. That would be kind of an interesting.
And famous counter artists who do like famous paintings and then sell them on the black market, they always put their little fucking tag in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
Shout out White Collar for teaching me that.
It's Mook. It's Mook on the Bridges. Mm-hmm. That guy's tagging taints. That doctor is tagging taints.
He is tagging taints.
It's Banksy.
Banksy, Mook, tagging taints.
Is Mook only in Pittsburgh?
No.
Mook's everywhere?
Yeah. That guy's made some moves. Tagging used to be a lot more popular than it is now. People get caught, I guess, too much.
Yeah. I don't know why it's died off. There's a lot of graffiti art that's cool in cities when you go now where they dedicate like a building and they like make it look good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I miss the days of when you knew like Pookie was going to die soon and because somebody crossed out his name and you're like, I know what's going on.
Oh, Pookie, rest in peace.
I'm not from the hood, but I can tell Pookie's, Pookie's days are numbered.
Yeah,
poor Pookie. Pookie got fucked up.
Poor Pookie.
Yeah.
So Antonio Cromartie has 14 kids now, 3 post-vasectomy. He's got to keep playing. I've been watching his Instagram. He just has training videos out. He has to. He's got to keep up. It's like Tom Griswold, Bob and Tom. He's got 45 kids. He's got to run this show all
keep working.
For another 30 years. Kids are expensive. Cromartie is an incredibly good guy, though.
Yeah.
HBO kind of painted him in an interesting light.
Because he kind of forgot some.
No, they told him to name them in order, and it was like of birth.
Yeah.
And he had like, 10 or 11 kids at that point? So he was like thinking and like they told him to put it in order. So then the editor kind of put him in a bad spot. Yeah. If I had 2 kids, I don't even know if my dad could put me and my brother in order.
I can't even. Yeah.
You know,
Cromartie
got painted bad there. Tim McAfee, please list your kids in order of youngest to oldest. Who do I hate more? Okay. Jason's the oldest. He's been around longer. Don't hate him as much. My dad got a brand new cowboy hat and he fucking loves it. Showed up at my house yesterday, full cowboy.
Is it
outfit.
His first cowboy hat?
No. He's got a bunch. He used to wear them all the time back whenever he was a truck driver. And my mom hates him. My mom forced
him. Him or the cow hats?
Both.
You know how I feel about cowboy hats.
You love them?
No. Why are they flaunting it all the time?
Dude, I just always wanted to be a Texas Ranger because they wear cowboy hats with the suits. Isn't that the coolest look in the world?
The guys in the airport
wearing
a cowboy
hat. Have you not seen Justified?
Todd.
We get it.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's real cool.
Nick doesn't like, because Nick, we were walking through the airport to go to Arkansas, mm-hmm. and there was like, and we had a layover in Dallas. There was like 40 guys with just full cowboy outfits, and Nick was getting more and more angry each time he saw
one guy had a rope with him. He had his rope wrapped around his shoulder.
How do you get in there? I can't bring a gun, really? But you can bring a noose? I mean, what's going on? Yeah, the guy had a gun on his shoulder and across his lap. He was sitting down a gate. It was like H something. It was right by the patio we sat on. In 8, our indoor patio.
It's like one of those show rodeo, you know, lassos. Mm-hmm. But like, what are you doing, man? We get it.
Nick said,
for the ladies.
Do less.
And he's gotten laid because
do less.
Mm-hmm. Nick said, when you were in the NFL, did you wear your fucking full uniform into the airport whenever you were there? No, you didn't. He's a cowboy. That's his job. We respect it. We appreciate it. But why is he wearing his uniform everywhere he fucking goes?
There's no sun out there on the range in the airport. You don't need to block the sun.
It's a conversation piece for the ladies. They're like, are you in the rodeo?
Hey, you ever
I just tie bitches up.
And half the time, they're not. It's just some jerk off wearing a cowboy hat.
You know what? I don't mind the cowboy hat.
Do your own thing, but I mean.
I had one once.
I don't mind the cowboy hat at all. The spurs on the boots, I can't handle. Like, mm-hmm. people wear spurs and boots in public.
I just enjoy the cowboy look. It's simple. It's simple. It looks good. It's not flashy at all.
Oh, my
God. You know?
God.
It's normal. I like normal. All I ever ask for. Is give me a normal shirt.
Jesus.
Something that's not
a cowboy
super
is normal, he says, by the way.
Yeah, it's nice and clean. It's crisp. It's not flashy or gaudy, you know? It's not super preppy or ultra trendy. I want something that looks simple, fits great, and is super comfortable. That's why I love shirts from the Normal brand. I got one not too long ago, and it's my favorite shirt. I literally want to wear it every day. Here's the deal. Some 20-something-year-old brothers got their miserable jobs out of their life, quit, and they're building a clothing company for normal guys like us. Right here in the heartland of America, too. Not in New York or L.A., but right
in
here
those terrorist
in
cities.
The Midwest. That's right.
Where at?
In the heartland, in the Midwest.
Okay, good.
No, yeah, the heartland right isn't a location. It's a mindset, but it is in the Midwest.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good heartland feel. It's in the Midwest. Ruining
our, that's our marketing.
Because they were born and raised there, so that's where their company is. And you can feel the difference, too. Join the movement to create a better normal. I wear the Normal brand because I'm a normal man, and when it comes to clothes, I have three rules. They should look good, what? They should be comfortable,
what?
And they should not be put on dogs because they look stupid. So whether it's a button-down polo, Henley, or T-shirt or hat, I'm wearing
I
Normal
just don't
brand
know how
every
those,
day.
I just don't know how those three rules are with each other.
Those are my three clothing rules. It needs to look good, it needs to look comfortable, and it needs to not be on a dog.
Does it need to look comfortable?
Because clothes were not made to put on a dog. It looks stupid.
Those are simple rules. Like, those are normal
That's
rules.
That's the only three rules I have about clothes.
I think those are normal rules.
Start your summer off looking and feeling good by picking up some new clothes at thenormalbrand.com. You'll get 15% off your order at thenormalbrand.com when you use our code America. That's A as in Adam, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, I as in Ida, C as in Charles, and A as in Adam. Those are seven friends of mine that put clothes on their dogs, and they need to stop.
I so see when, what's the I?
Ida.
You have a friend named Ida?
Yeah, she's lovely.
It's a she?
Yeah, Ida.
Ida, fuck ya?
Mm-hmm. I don't think you do, Todd.
I did not believe that.
They need to stop. I see them on Facebook. Their dogs look stupid, and it's not normal. That's thenormalbrand.com. Enter the promo code America for 15% off your order. The Normal brand. What? A better normal shirt.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Normal
Tactical
brand.
Tactical Digs, what are you going to say?
Todd, I saw a puppy dressed as a hockey goalie. And mm-hmm. they were shooting shots at it, and it was saving it. It was the adorable thing I've ever seen.
Pretty hysterical.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
and the dog's all bruised now.
No, it's
and
not.
It's missing half its teeth.
No, it made a glove like save. It was kind of impressive.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll show it to you after.
Yeah, it's not bruised. It was using its equipment. Right. That's what that dog was doing. My dog gets dressed up all the time here.
It wears clothes?
It doesn't, but my lady puts clothes on it.
So stop.
You tell her that.
That dog.
Are you telling her that? Or
I'm not telling her that.
I don't think anybody wants to tell her that. Normal brand for the normal man.
Mm-hmm.
Look good. It should
not
be
not the normal dog.
I'll tell her. She respects my opinion.
Final thoughts at Tactical Digs.
Can I do something different for my final thought this week?
The final thought is yours. This is your time, your floor, your
I had
chance
an awesome
to shine.
Question sent to me on Twitter from Tom at Noon. Would you rather be dropped in the middle of the ocean and try to survive or be abducted by aliens as a test subject?
So?
And?
Oh, do you want me to answer first?
Yeah, it's your final thoughts.
Oh, it's for sure dropped in the middle of the ocean. I don't even like going to the dentist, so I don't think I would enjoy being a test subject by the aliens.
Nobody enjoys going to the dentist. Nobody enjoys the dentist, by the way.
But I think the alien abductors are not going to be as gentle as the dentist.
They fuck with your butt, right? And kind of the aliens do the butt.
The
play.
Dentist will not touch your butt.
Dentist might.
Oh, I don't know.
That's true. It has happened.
Yeah,
they put
you out.
Dentists do a lot of butt play.
You wake up with your belt undone.
Yeah.
The aliens definitely do butt play, though. Definitely do butt play.
Yeah.
That's like what aliens, they're known for is the enema.
Yeah.
So you'd rather be dropped in the middle of the ocean?
No, I definitely get my butt played within a show.
I don't know that we should generalize and say all aliens are into butt play.
That's
I just think the aliens that are really into it.
Yeah.
So they're giving a rep to all aliens.
Yeah.
Because they do it so much.
Yeah, we're kind of painting a broad brush. We don't like to do that.
I guarantee you there's some other aliens on the ship. They're like, Kevin, why do you always go for the butt? Come on.
Gosh darn it.
Can we examine another part of the body for once?
Did you finger the human's butt again?
I got the butt. I'll tell you what.
Dibs.
Dibs. You get the mouth.
As you learned last episode, you get dropped in the middle of the ocean. There's nothing stopping those dolphins from fucking your ass either.
Yeah, dolphins rape you.
You're fair game then.
Either way, you're getting ass.
And you still want to go in the ocean?
I think I could fight off a dolphin.
Yeah, but after the dolphin rapes you, he might swim you back to shore. Because they've been known to do that as well.
That was, mm-hmm.
That's a Canadian dolphin.
Sea turtles. Sure. Sea turtles is who I was going to rely on.
Sweet.
Sweet. The Viking dolphin that will rape you. No, the Canadian dolphin will.
That's where they learned it from.
The Viking dolphin will Louisville chugger right on top of you. If we learn anything from this show,
that's where we learned. That's where they learned it from.
Yeah.
At Nick Marotta, final thoughts.
I'm asking for help because I want to learn more about PCP. Because my research got cut short, obviously, when I saw that Google image. I was like, oh, this is too funny. I'm done here.
Are you a PCP guy, you think?
No, but I want to know if there's anyone out there on Twitter who's done, used, or knows someone who's done or used PCP. I need to know.
There's going to be, I know, I can already tell what this Twitter profile is going to look like. It's just going to be the random egg. It's going to be two followers.
Yeah, actually, tweet at Todd McComas and tell us about PCP.
Story. All about your drug use.
Yeah. Your PCP. And tell us where you get it from. And where that guy lives.
And if you had a sudden urge to finger yourself, masturbate, and jump into a lake naked. We want to hear all about it. We know you just created Twitter to send us that information, so send it to us. Todd, what's up?
Here's my final thought. May, like this week, we're going to be podcasting from the track.
Podcasting and live show.
Yes.
Yeah, live at 9 p.m. Live at 9 from the Indy 500 infield.
Right. I'm pretty sure we have the sound figured out on this episode. It's going to sound good. You guys might notice a little difference next week. We're going to be at the track, though. Who gives a shit? It's going to be crazy. It's going to be awesome. You're going to have drivers stop. Because every time you go there, drivers just stop by and hunt you down to do crazy, cool shit and hang out.
Yep.
So I'm super excited about that.
It's a true story.
Maybe we do a drunk episode.
I guarantee there's going to be. There's nothing else to do in the infield. We have this show at 9 p.m. each night, and I have no idea how I'm going to make it. I have no clue how I'm going to make it to 9 p.m. I have no idea. The only thing there is to do in the infield of the Indy 500 is party.
Yeah.
It's the greatest party in racing for a reason.
No doubt.
It's fucking awesome. I have no idea what content we're going to create. We haven't really planned out what we're going to do. We're going to just kind of wake up in the morning, see what happens. But we're staying in an awesome area right next to a golf hole.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be chipping off of our bus into a golf course, I guess.
It's going to be awesome.
The snake pit's 50 yards from us.
Oh, just Google Indianapolis 500 infield, and that's where we're going to be coming to you live all next week. We're real excited about it. Rachel Maddow, Jeff Vibbert, producer of the Pat McAfee Show, apparently not the person to blame for the sound quality being like shit the last couple shows. it's supposed to be Todd McComas, but... whatever. Fibs, what's up, man?
So you guys are trying to think of your country music names. So I found a country music name generator.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
And I took the liberty of putting all your names in there.
Yep. Nice.
Let's go.
Pat, you are Buck Coltrane.
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Hell yeah, you are.
Yeah, hell yeah, I am. What is that again?
Buck Coltrane.
Can you spell my last name?
C-O-L train. T-R-A-I.
I wish I was Buck Coltrane.
Does the site tell you how they... come up with that?
No.
Okay.
Don't care.
Some kind of algorithm.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a very.
What do you want
algorithm.
Me to sing a song about, Vibs?
Vibs, can you tell me how the internet works?
The range?
Let me intro you. Are you ready? You got a song?
Yeah, what am I singing about?
You just wing it. That's what you did best.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Buck Coltrane.
There's this one time I was down on my luck. There was this one round, fucking Buck. There was this one day, I went driving to say, it's okay if you're happy and you call yourself gay. Buck Coltrane, the gayest man in history. Buck Coltrane, there's a fantastic memory. Thanks, guys. Buck Coltrane. Absolutely.
Buck Coltrane, everybody.
Rachel Maddow's got some tears over there.
That was so good.
I know.
Okay. Diggs is Orville Greenwood.
That's bad.
That's a bad one.
That's old school.
No one named.
I don't know if I like popcorn better or American.
Orville Greenwood. Orville Redenbacher fucked. So.
Orville Greenwood. This is like the Lee most Greenwood. Down south Jew I've
ever heard. Run my name again.
Orville Redenbacher and Lee Greenwood together. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Both great Americans.
Southern Jew.
Country Jew. Orville Greenwood.
So Nick's name is Leroy Stone.
That's the best one.
Yeah,
Lee
damn
Stone
right.
is great.
That's a good
Lee
name.
Lee Stone.
No, Leroy Stone.
Leroy to my friends.
Normally you'd be Lee.
Nope. No.
Lee Stone is not a bad Leroy porn name Stone. Either.
Yeah, Lee Stone.
I all fucking right. hate my name. Go.
You should. Your name's terrible. What is Todd?
It gets better. Todd is Scooter Hill.
Scooter Hill?
Scooter Hill.
Scooter.
That's not a front
hey,
name.
You remember, hey, there's Scooter.
You remember back in the day we used to race down Scooter
I
Hill?
I was going to say, Scooter Hill. We raced down Scooter Hill, got them stickers on our feet.
Johnny flipped over his handlebars, knocked out both his front teeth. I swear to God.
He had to get some stitching in his jaw right there. You remember
well,
that?
I bet you the dentist sucked his dick, too.
Oh, butt play after Scooter Hill. What's that, Vibber?
I also ran my name, and when I get drunk, I guarantee this name's coming out of the Indy 500. Jimmy Hogg.
Two G's?
Two G's and Hogg.
My final thoughts are this. We have shirts for sale. Go ahead and buy them. They're very hard to find on the Barstool app, but I think you can figure it out. We thank you so much for listening to this show. We don't get a lot of promotion, nor by our company or a lot of other companies. Go ahead and tell a friend if you enjoy this. If you don't, just don't listen ever again. It's not. We don't really give a fuck. Have a great day. Thank you so much. We'll be coming to you live. Live. Live.
Live.
From the Indianapolis 500 infield all next week, live at 9 p.m. on my Facebook, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, coming to you live from Barstool Sports Facebook. We are so excited. The Indy 500 is a gigantic great time. For those of you that don't know much about it, you're about to learn a lot quickly. We are so lucky you listened to us. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Nah. Work, huh?